Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You're listening to the Extra Point Show from the Just Call Jed Studios. Injured? Call Jed.com. WGR Sports Radio 550.
Welcome back to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Derek Kramer, Joe Kelly here with you today on another beautiful Friday.
Last, like, super warm day from what I'm looking at on my forecast right now. The high today is going to be 76, and then tomorrow and Sunday, 66, 61, and rain.
Yeah, so enjoy this while you can. The weekend's not going to treat you as nice.
The next time we're back into the 70s is next Sunday, the Sunday after this one, so...
This is where spring irritates me. It never picks a lane.
Yep. Schizophrenic spring.
It just never does the thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I say that all the time, but in particular, it is about spring and the months leading to it. It's never consistent on what it wants to do.
No, until you hit June. That's when things get consistent.
Yes.
That's even a border, though. Like, you don't know. There could be...
You just pick a lane.
I just want the grass to stop growing so fast. So I don't have to cut it as frequently.
Having trouble keeping up?
There's so much rain. It's like the day after it already looks unkept. I'm like, yikes. But I don't want to go too short because then it'll die and it'll be all yellow and patchy. So it's like that happy medium, about 3 inches, really isn't doing me any good at this point in the year. So
something interesting happened with Chicago and in particular quarterback Caleb Williams.
Oh, yes, this. I saw this yesterday. Little OBJ dad-ish. Like, it's a little reminiscent of that situation in Cleveland, but
right.
Worse because it's...
It's a rookie who has not really done anything.
He's got no standing in the NFL yet when this was happening.
And it's more or less something that Bulldog said yesterday that made the most sense, which is... You can complain about those things. You could even try to influence the decision-making in that. Do you need to make it public is the problem. Because now you have weaponized both fans and media against you. Or against your son.
Yeah, against your son who's trying to turn that franchise around now. Clearly in the video.
And one of the primary things that he was concerned about was now former coordinator Shane Waldron. So... Ultimately proving that right, Waldron does get dismissed. But now Ben Johnson has a lot of work to do with this. The team has to rally around a quarterback that now at some point said, as of a year ago, I don't know if I want to go there. And people take things differently. A locker room has plenty of different personalities. It is not something where they'll... all just be able to publicly and privately rally around the quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them may not do it in private. Some of them may hold a little bit of resentment to sort of that thing. But also plenty of them know, if not all players know, it is a business at the end of the day. So how much attachment do you really need to have to that issue? It is about the fans and the media.
Mm-hmm.
If Williams does not play well,
it's going to get toxic.
It's going to get bad fast.
Yep. And honestly, you've seen, it's not remotely similar because of the age we live in now with social media and everything.
Yeah, could you imagine
Eli Manning choosing to not play for the Chargers,
demanding a trade after being selected?
Like, that's the better way to go about it if he really felt that way. But it wasn't a public feeling. That just happened. You know, it turned public once it happened. But there was nothing leaked about nasty texts about the organization beforehand or nasty conversations.
And it's not like the Bears finished the worst team in the National Football League. They were within the top 10.
Yeah.
But it was, yeah, the Bears just happened to get this pick because Carolina did what they did to get Bryce Young, and it backfired, at least in year one.
Mm-hmm.
Now you look at this team, though, and the Bears, they should still be a promising group, but Williams and that offense had a lot of problems last year. What he was supposed to be, the easiest surefire pick for number one overall in a quarterback class that has been loaded. You see Bo Nix leading Denver to the playoffs.
Yeah.
Michael Penix comes in and becomes a starter after Atlanta hands Kirk Cousins too much money.
Jaden Daniels
winning rookie of the year. Easily.
And going deep into the playoffs with Washington.
Drake May looking like a very good quarterback right away. The only one who had a bigger disappointing season than Caleb Williams was J.J. McCarthy because he got injured in training camp.
Yeah. Yeah.
He could not play a down.
Right. He didn't see the field once.
And especially now because week one is Bears-Vikings. If J.J. outplays Caleb Williams off the gate a year after having a knee injury...
Mm-hmm. Ligament tears and repairs.
That is a terrible look. Because then you're looking at that quarterback class where six quarterbacks go in 12 picks, and the first one is the one that's the disappointment. After one game for McCarthy. But, like, that's what the immediate reaction would be. Would be, oh, the guy was too worried about where he wanted to go. That he, like, there's a lot of ways where you could twist that knife against Caleb Williams, and it has to do with the fact that I don't know why that needs to be there. Why are we putting this in a book? Why are we allowing this to go in a book?
Mm-hmm.
My computer's still doing an update, so I cannot get the article up. It is very annoying.
It's childish in a way. Not just in a way, it is childish. I don't get it.
It also kind of tells me, parents, can you back off?
Yeah.
And it's kind of a problem in all of sports culture and society, not just at the highest level. Because we see it with the likes of, like, remember LeVar Ball being one of the most obnoxious there, mm-hmm, when Lonzo Ball was going first overall. Or even recently, Deion Sanders with Shador. Retiring Shador Sanders' number after a slightly over 500 record.
And almost had to unretire it if he went undrafted and had to go back to the school.
I don't know if that's something that would have happened.
No? He would have just had a different number?
Or he just would not have been able to come back. Because I feel like...
Didn't he have one more year of eligibility?
Yes, but I'm pretty sure when you hire an agent, it's still over no matter what.
Oh, okay. I got you. Right. His dad was his agent?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
I don't know how much they changed that rule. But what I do know is parents oftentimes become the worst part about youth sports. If I were to talk to any umpire, referee, official in Little League games. Little Leagues and, like, you know, just kids trying to learn how
T-ball.
To play. Yes. Parents are the worst thing unequivocally about youth sports.
They villainize a kid trying to make summer money half the time. And then the adults get it even worse.
Yeah.
Neither should be doing
or
that.
Or coaches have to deal with that problem. Why is my kid not playing? Blah, 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 blah.
Why is my kid not pitching? Why is my kid not blah, blah, blah? Like, all of that.
And there are plenty of youth coaches that tried to do, like, effectively a Deion Sanders-esque move of, you know, trying to make your kid the star, for example. I'm glad that I was not athletic enough to have that problem as a child. Because in Little League, my father was the head coach. I played center.
Yeah.
There was no shoehorning me into a good, favorable position.
Center in Little League, like Little League football?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I thought Little League baseball, hockey, I was confused.
Hockey would be a much different story if, I'm, baseball, if I'm playing center.
Field. I was like, oh, yeah. Center field.
Yeah, no. In football, I played center.
So you just snapped
the
ball.
There was no favoritism.
No. You were in the trenches.
I was in the trenches. Absolutely. Big kid.
I'm just looking at the specific quotes. Chicago's the place quarterbacks go to die, Carl Williams said ahead of the draft.
I mean, it's technically not wrong because of the fact that
Trubisky,
just Justin the history
Fields,
of the Bears.
Like, yeah, in general, even further back.
That
yeah.
Chicago has a Pope before they have a 4,000-yard passer. It's because it's drenched in truth. They don't have a 4,000-yard passer in the entirety of their history. That's wild.
It is bad. It's just the way it goes, I guess, for the Bears. But here's my question. Why wouldn't you look at that and see opportunity? I'm going to set the standard. I mean, Caleb Williams says, he goes on later to say, I'm going to turn this around, blah, blah, blah. Right?
He needs to now.
He said that. That's a quote. Later in the book, they quoted him saying that. So he eventually settled on the idea of going, I can do this for this team. Caleb told his dad, according to the book, I'm going to the Bears. So he was on the right track of saying, I'm going to the Bears. If you're a parent, and I'm not, so I can't speak to this, wouldn't you want your child to go be, you know, attempt to be successful? He could have gone to any other team and had just as bad of a season, right? Any of the bottom 10 NFL franchises, he could have gone and it would have been the same story.
Now that said, that coaching staff deserved to get fired. You should not have had a lame duck staff making the selection of a first overall pick at quarterback.
Right, but they made the proper changes.
They made the proper changes during that season, though. Mm-hmm. If you were already that lame duck of a coach, you should have started over when you have a number one overall pick.
Yeah.
But it is the fact that like that coaching staff, also very damning. Nobody tells me what to watch. I just turn it on. That is terrible.
I just turn it on.
Not to mention Eberflus at the end of that Detroit game on Thanksgiving, where he doesn't call a timeout.
Oh, that was bad.
Oh, that was actually before Thanksgiving. Excuse me.
I know the game you're speaking of. I don't know when it was played specifically, but yeah. Just egregious coaching decisions.
Was that Thanksgiving? I'm trying to...
Josh, was that on Thanksgiving? Do you know? When the Bears wouldn't call the
timeout? It was in November.
I think it might have been on Thanksgiving because I was watching
it. Yeah, it was Thanksgiving night.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And they don't call a timeout. Let the clock just run. And then literally the next day, it's like, okay, yeah, we got to fire him. We have to fire Eberflus for that.
I mean, Ben Johnson's a very promising candidate to run their team this season, though.
That one was, like, it's so bad. Like, the fact that he had to have a desperation heave. So that's the problem, is that they were also kind of right, but the image comes off terrible.
But I think Caleb saves himself a touch when he's quoted as saying, I can do this for this team, I'm going to the Bears, telling his dad that, right?
Right.
Eventually. I don't know if he said that. I don't know when that quote took place as opposed to his father's quote. But his father, what he said is more damning for him than I think anything on Caleb. You know, I think it'll bleed into Caleb a little bit. People are like, oh, Caleb's dad, blah, blah, blah. But I don't think Caleb Williams gets dialed in with
Caleb
all that.
Williams also, within more of this book, he goes on to more or less just decide, I can do it for this team. I'm going to go to the Bears. I wasn't ready to nuke the city, he says. And that's smart.
Mm-hmm.
You know what you're going to have to get yourself into because the Bears said, we're drafting you no matter what.
Yeah.
The last thing you want to do is try to create an enemy publicly like that. So why is this in a book? That's the piece that I'm not getting at. That's the piece I'm not understanding.
Maybe publicity-wise.
Could you imagine if it was like this day and age and Jim Kelly pulled the power move against the Bills that he did?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm actually
People tend to forget.
I'm staying in
Houston.
He
didn't want to be here.
No, I'm staying in Houston. That's the whole beginning part of that documentary, The Four Falls of Buffalo, the 30 for 30. One of my favorite things to watch when I was younger because there was just no hope in the Bills organization.
That
right?
And also was the pandemic. That
the pandemic brought it back because then it was on streaming services. Yeah. But that whole situation, none of the players knew what Buffalo was. Thurman Thomas, even in the beginning, where are all the buildings? He thought he was going to New York City. He thought it was a bigger city. More of that would be amplified in today's day and age than it was.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
The amount of vitriol that would have come back at the quarterback in particular for deciding, I'm going to play somewhere else and not come here.
Mm-hmm. That's the Eli Manning situation, too. Right? That would have been
at least Manning
exploded.
You got it, but at least Manning, you had a trade immediately for it.
Yeah, they were ready for it, I guess. But
yes.
Yeah, Kelly holding out until the demise of
oh my God, that would have been
the league. Like, that's crazy.
That would have been terrifying to deal with in this day and age.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's interesting how sports media
like you mentioned, though, like the Eli Manning thing, if that happened nowadays as well, how
they had a trade right away, but imagine Chargers fans like, oh yes, we got our quarterback. And he doesn't want to play here. Like
publicly says it. I did like, though, that the Chargers didn't blink. He said, I'm not playing here if I get drafted by this team. And the Chargers were not ready to blink on that one. They said they were just like, no, we're gonna take you and then we're gonna
use you as value if you want.
We're gonna get stuff for you for a team that makes this trade.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, Giants, take the guy that we're gonna want now instead. Because otherwise, you're not gonna get the guy that you want. So it was really well done by the Chargers because the basis of their team actually gets formed from that trade.
You're right.
There were a couple core pieces of that group that help along the way from the Eli Manning trade.
Well, and the Giants got a couple Super Bowls out of it.
And the Giants, they get like it was pretty even for how things ultimately end up playing out.
Mm-hmm. The Giants were the one stopping force against Tom Brady and the New England Patriots.
Whereas now Caleb Williams, it's an interesting thing here. Especially if Carolina starts to get better, the price that they paid to make that trade, to move up a year prior, where it's DJ Moore, an extra first-round pick, the cost was devastating. Oh, and by the way, that year's first-round pick, just to move up. If Bryce Young starts to show more than Williams does, if Carolina outpaces the Bears this year,
that's a bad look.
It's a terrible look made worse by this. Again, it is one thing to have these thoughts.
And I'm going to be honest.
To be even correct about these thoughts.
Right.
It is another to allow an author to have that there, and then now, obviously you don't know how things are going to go, but you had a feeling.
Mm-hmm. And you also drop it where there's nothing else going on, so it's on everyone's eyes.
Well, that is notwithstanding in this. I'm talking about Williams' camp, Williams' father in particular, allowing for that to go into a book. Because when Caleb Williams says, I wasn't ready to nuke the city, that means pull it. Don't have this. Don't have an author talking to him.
Your son was right about it. Do not let that go.
Don't let it out. Don't let it out.
Mm-hmm.
And now it is another case of a father failing his son, making it worse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not. It's not a great situation, and again, it's more, in my opinion, it's more on his dad than him, because if you're upset with him and you read what he says...
It's also on Williams, too, because like he could ultimately be the one to say, I don't want to have any of this.
Yeah. I don't know why this was even written. Like, what was the... They were doing a... American Kings, a biography of the quarterback.
Seth Wickersham has dropped some doozies over the years.
Yeah.
So, it is kind of hilarious. Williams mentioning that he wanted to go to Minnesota, for example, after meeting with Kevin O'Connell. Like, I get that. Like, it's a good coach, it's a good team. It would have actually ended up a great situation for him.
Right. A quarterback being your head coach is in for a quarter as a quarterback, that's a system that's where you want to be. Because he'll understand the position and how to help you win games, right? That's why Kirk Cousins, look at how well, I mean, he was Kirk Cousins, don't get me wrong. I'm not gonna sit here and say he was a generational talent, but he played a lot better in Minnesota than he did in Atlanta. And I think that has a lot to do with Kevin O'Connell and how he ran that organization and put quarterback first in a lot of ways and helped him.
Yes. I will say, and how Sam Darnold thrived with him.
Yes.
Is another big story on that.
Exactly.
So I get a prospect wanting to go to a certain team based on the meeting that they have with a coach.
But especially
it still
while
has to do with, you should know, your camp should know, you're going to be the first overall pick. Everything's going to be put under a microscope for you. Or, ready? Your kid is going to the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is going to be a microscope. As a matter of fact, as a quarterback in particular, you cannot give any extra ammunition for free.
No.
To vilify you. And now we've seen it in consecutive years with both Caleb Williams now and Shedeur Sanders. Your camp
sabotaged them
ultimately
a little
bit. Failed you.
Yeah.
Including your family.
I think Shedeur, that was his biggest...
The players also still have plenty of the role within it themselves.
They do. But the biggest thing is, a lot of people were talking about, when is Deion Sanders going to call when his, you know, like the team's not doing well and get in someone's ear? Like, there was a lot
our
of
draft
that
coverage,
going around.
Our draft coverage had a lot to do with, maybe Shedeur Sanders should go somewhere where, like, it's not in question of who is the starter. And then you sit for a couple of years and develop behind a player like a Josh Allen, like a Joe Burrow, like any one of those kinds of players where, like, it's undoubtedly you're the backup.
Mm-hmm.
Hang out for a little bit.
Watch.
Because
learn.
If Deion Sanders said something when the team's struggling about that quarterback, they just go, no. You're wrong. Mm-hmm. It's okay. It goes back to something fundamental at this point of sometimes parents need to calm down, especially in sports.
Mm-hmm. Was Williams' dad an athlete, I wonder?
We'll take a look at that on the other side here.
Because I think that has something to do with it as well. Deion Sanders being an athlete, like thinking they know.
Deion Sanders was not just an athlete, though. He was one of the best players to play in the game.
Yeah.
So there's something entirely different there, but still. His camp ultimately, with both of these scenarios.
Mm-hmm. Caleb Williams' father played college at the University of Pittsburgh.
That's sometimes, it. When it comes to professional sports, you need to simmer down. Because I also brought up LaVar Ball with the NBA.
Yeah, that's a good example too.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
And it really, like, it adds a level of toxicity to a player that may not even be asking for it. That's the other part of this. May or may not. We don't know. But it doesn't help. I just find it very, very interesting that they let this happen. Allowed someone to put it in a book. And now, yeah, your words were ultimately proven right about Eberflus and Waldron. But if you were worried about that in the first place, don't make it public. Because now the city of Chicago and its media have something in their pocket the moment you start struggling. And that, to me, is the part that really does not sit well with me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad that we don't have that problem. Oh, my God. It's been so surreal watching other teams have quarterback problems and not be us.
I know, right?
After dealing with it for like 17 years.
Chargers are trying to make a problem with their schedule release video, though. Josh Allen walking out of the movie theater, Sauce Gardner accompanying him. That was tough.
The Chargers are the Chargers on that.
Their schedule release videos are the best.
Win a game in the first round of the playoffs.
Yeah, get Greg Roman off your team. That'll help you.
That'll also help you.
Mm-hmm.
803-0550 is the number to call. Derek Kramer, Joe Kelly here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on WGR. An issue here, a potential one. Joe, you said it's going to rain on Sunday?
Yeah.
Well, here's to hoping it doesn't. You want to know why?
Why?
Because we would like you to join us for par for a purpose on May 19th. Oh, that's Monday. I can't read.
Monday's going to be clear.
Oh, sweet. Then you can easily join us for par for a purpose on May 19th. Play in a foursome at Double Black Diamond Golf Course. A majority of the proceeds will benefit the 11-day power play. Registration includes lunch, dinner, two drink tickets, greens fee, carts, and prizes. Visit WGR550/events to register now. Courtesy of Elkville Chamber of Commerce and Labatt. So, here's to hoping, fingers crossed, that the weather doesn't shift
it's
back
like
a day.
66 and sunny, it says.
Okay,
so
okay.
So it'll be a nice, solid,
here's to hoping it stays.
Golf weather.
Yeah, here's to hoping it stays like that, that we get all the rain tomorrow and Sunday, so you can join us on Monday, whack a couple golf balls, benefits the 11-day power play.
Here, here.
Here, here. Are you golfing? No, you're not doing it?
No, it's going to be actually Jeremy, Nate, and Sal, and Joe.
Okay.
That's the WGR foursome.
Okay.
Is it a scramble? Yeah. That's very exciting.
Yes.
Best form of golf.
It is. Quickest, most exciting.
I'll take your word for it.
Also, it takes embarrassment away from, like, you know, me per se.
Well, if I was in a scramble. I mean, if you hit a bad shot, they can still be like, wow, we're not.
If you're embarrassed playing golf, you're taking it too seriously.
I mean, when
you're not a professional, it's not your job.
I knew at a young age,
even the professionals stink.
I knew at a young age I was going to be bad because we were my buddies and
you
I.
You say that now.
We had these kid sets of drivers and we were goofing around. I took out a porch light, like when I was like six. So, yeah, I've known for a while now. It's the iron play that I'm dialed in. Still can't drive, but that's neither here nor there. A scramble would save me though.
We'll get connected with our fans. It's brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. We'll go to Jimmy in Tonawanda. Jimmy, how you doing? Welcome to the Extra Point Show. What you got?
Yeah, good morning, guys. It's nice to hear a younger voice other than Howard Simon and Sal Capaccio these days. I'm going to be shooting nine holes in the next few minutes. I know I've seen you guys talk about golf. I think they said this is the driest weekend thus far. For 2025, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I believe it.
How we're going. So I like hearing you guys talking right now, and like I said, it's a different voice. I got three head scratchers for you, and then I'll hang up because I got a tee time coming up here. First one, Kevin Adams, GM. I know the guy personally, but I didn't really think he'd fit that, and I don't know why he's continuing to fill the role. I think I saw something with Lou Lamoriello in Buffalo. Maybe he just likes the golf courses and casinos here. I don't know why he's here. Number two, James Cook. I'm okay with Davis. I think he's a bull. So I don't know what you guys think. Are they going to sign him? And then I hear you guys talking Caleb Williams and his dad. Did Jordan's dad bring this type of animosity to the game? I mean, I don't think, watching Air – they kind of portrayed he was kind of laid back, kind of had his own gambling issues, whatever. But I don't think he got, this involved with it, but the author putting something out, I mean, isn't that him just trying to grab the shame? So, the shame or the fame or whatever it is, like he's just trying to be noticed, kind of like LeVar Ball, like when I listen to you guys. I'll hang up, but those are my three head scratchers for Friday. Enjoy the weather and hit the links. Good luck, boys.
Hey, go and good luck to you, Jimmy. All right, so... In consecutive order, Kevin Adams. I mean, at this point, we all know heading into the end of the season, I feel like a lot of us had the feeling that Adams was still going to be here. Whether it was warranted or not was another story.
We were just saying he managed the team last season like he had a job this season. Yes. There was no change. There was no urgency. There was no switch.
There was no desperation.
There was no indication that he was not going
to
be here.
Yeah. Lou Lamoriello, it turns out, he was here to... For the ultimate boomer move, by the way. I love it because of that. He flew into Buffalo to renew his nexus to be able to go into Canada and the U.S.
Oh, okay. That's a smart idea.
That could probably be done online.
I think it might be easier to actually go in person. Like, just less.
But also, the fact that he flew to Buffalo to do that. I love that.
It's Lou Lamoriello.
Lou Lamoriello spotted in the airport.
Can never say that name right.
And
I just forget the L on the last name, Lou Lamoriello.
And it's for nothing about the Sabres at all.
It's like that tweet.
And honestly,
of the city,
I'm cool with it. Mm-hmm. I'm an anti Lou Lamoriello guy at this point because Lamoriello helped run the Islanders into mediocrity.
Oh yeah, we were talking about that before.
Yes. Well, hang on. Ready? People would be able to say, oh, anything's better than the Sabres. Yeah. Except somehow because the Islanders won the freaking draft lottery, I guess it's justified now, but it's not. The Islanders inspire no hope, no love. They are this... team that is only doing enough to stay relevant.
Mm-hmm.
And in 3 years, they're going to bottom out spectacularly. That does not mean that Adams should still be here. It just tells me that I'm good on Lou Lamoriello because Lamoriello also would not accept a senior advisory job. He would want to take a general manager position, if anything. He is a guy that wants that total control. And I've seen what you've done to the Islanders. No, thank you. I'm good.
Yeah, that
beyond
would be great.
Good.
Good thing he just renewed his nexus.
Yeah, I'm totally happy that it's only that. James Cook, that's next year's problem. That's next offseason's problem. That's next offseason's talking point. I don't need to worry about James Cook.
He's going
to
play
James Cook's
going to
play this season through his contract. If the Bills re-sign him, if they don't, that's not up to us for now.
You still have Ray Davis, and you signed Ty Johnson, and then you might just draft another running
back
next
year. Don't worry about James Cook. Nobody worry about James Cook. The third one, the Caleb Williams stuff, I think I've said enough on this for now. I do think that it has to just do with, I don't know if it's wanting the 15 minutes of fame. I just think that it's, you're being overbearing as a father.
Well, he makes a good point. He mentions the movie Air, Michael Jackson's story. Not Michael Jackson, Michael Jordan's story. I can't believe I just did that. Michael Jordan's story. What a clip that's going to be. Michael Jordan's story in the story of the Air Jordan shoe. His mom was the driving force behind a lot of the business decisions, but they weren't overbearing in the way of getting in the way. He's right. Michael's dad was just the, just off to the side. Like he was.
Yes.
I see Josh smiling in the studio right now. He's totally clipping that. But Michael Jordan's father was not the driving force behind any decision making. His mom was only there for his best interest, it seemed.
Yeah.
Like negotiating deals. It wasn't.
It also wasn't negotiating contracts. She was doing it on the business and marketing side.
Exactly.
She not negotiating with the general manager.
Exactly. This was for the Nike shoe deal. That was it. It was not for anything team-wise. So it's a little different of a situation, but he is right in the sense they didn't overstep like Caleb Williams' father did saying that stuff.
Yes.
So I get that.
Yeah.
But it's a little different. Hee-hee.
And I will... Why'd you have to bring up the Sabres, man? Because I have this like...
I know, it's poor, like unbottling.
No. I have this poor tendency to ignore them. Or not ignore them, I should say. Oftentimes, I will end up jumping back on them. And like the Lou Lamoriello thing, though, still to me was hysterical.
Just to renew his nexus?
Yeah. On Wednesday, I made the very... purposeful decision to avoid spoiling the schedule for me so that when I got in here on Wednesday night at 7, I knew next to nothing. I knew about week 1 and week 9.
It got leaked like 2 hours before.
But that's the thing. I avoided social media for it. There was something that I tweeted, though, that day. It was about Lou Lamoriello and how I didn't want him here in the Buffalo Sabres. There are a lot of names that would inspire old boys club hire that I would be terrified of. Lamoriello is one of them. Ken Holland would be one of those people, but he probably would want an actual general manager's position because he would probably get hired to be a general manager somewhere. Peter Chiarelli would be the scariest. If I see Peter Chiarelli near the Buffalo Sabres, I'm running for the hills. That said, this advisor role, don't expect a name that people recognize. It's an advisor. The names that you would know, the higher name NHL executives, they would want to expect that some team would pull the old boys club hire and hire them as a general manager instead. Also, if you need to hire an advisor to your general manager, you know that the security on your seat is probably not going to be for a long-term position. Because if you, as the advisor to the general manager, flounder with the general manager, you're probably getting dismissed alongside the general manager. Right?
I would assume so.
Because if you're threatening the general manager with the advisor of, hey, if Adams doesn't work out here, we'll have this guy take over. Not to say that the Sabres haven't had anything toxic within their offices, neither confirming nor denying it, but that's toxic as hell. That's not a good idea. To have an advisor then be the sneaky, oh, we'll bail him out as the new general manager of the Sabres if we have to fire Adams. Then you have Adams making decisions that are influenced because of that. Because it's now, oh, this guy is like right here around my shoulder. It's one thing to be... it's one thing to know that your job is on thin ice. It is another to know that your replacement is actually supposed to be quote unquote helping you. How much do you trust them then?
I wouldn't.
I wouldn't.
Anything they say could be
Kevin Adams has done enough to have speculation about his job.
Yeah.
To where it's deserved.
100% deserved.
That is not something that a person deserves.
No.
Having your potential replacement
be your right hand.
Be your right hand man.
Because everything, they could be blowing smoke and you might not know it to eventually take your position.
Yeah. Right?
Business is business. You want to be at the top of business. That's sometimes the way business is done. I'd be pinchy if I was Kevin Adams, trying not to bite on anything they say. It would create an even bigger issue.
Yeah.
Because even if they're giving sound advice, you might not be thinking that that's what's incoming. So
right.
that could really just mess with some stuff.
And that's a very human element. People have to deal with that sort of stuff all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't wish that upon Kevin Adams. I just wish that he didn't need the advisory position because he has struggled over 5 years. The reason for it is they need to make some...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Sort of change.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it. I don't know if there's anything. That's why I say don't think that there's a big name person coming here that used to run a team back in the day. A, old boys club hires are never a good idea. And B, there's a very human element into this that would affect the job.
Mm-hmm. Look at the football team, Marv Levy in the front office, didn't work out like it did with him as the coach. So The old boys club players need to
go away.
Stay away.
All right. We'll wrap this thing up coming up next here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Derek Kramer, Joe Kelly, Josh Schmidt on the board. This is WGR. Can you give me that other one again?
Sorry.
Sometimes I do it to myself. Sometimes I really do it to myself.
That is a moment that will live on for me infamously. So
it is now a moment of recorded history. Son of a...
The funny thing is the clip doesn't actually clip me saying that.
It has you saying sorry.
Story. It sounds like I'm saying sorry.
Yeah.
He mentions the movie Air, Michael Jackson's Story. Not Michael Jackson. Michael Jordan's story. I can't believe he's got the whole thing. He's got the whole thing.
All right. Anyway.
Yikes.
You can join Brian Colesfield tomorrow as he broadcasts from Batavia Downs from 2 to 5 p.m. right after us two are done with Sports Talk Saturday.
Bet the ponies.
You can also then celebrate Preakness with Batavia Downs' 2025 Tacos and Tequila Fest inside of Park Place Event Center from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. So make your way down there. Listening to Brian, go get Tacos Tequila Fest. Tickets are only $35. They include tequila samplings, $20 of gaming free play, $5 wager to use on the Preakness, and you better bet a complimentary taco bar.
Is there a reason you pointed at me when you said tequila samplings?
I don't know. Visit BataviaDownsGaming.com to get your tickets while you still can, because it's tomorrow. It's tomorrow night. So go and do that. I don't know. I just, because we already referenced one song, I might as well just refer to another song. Tequila.
Best karaoke song ever. Sing one word.
Tequila.
Don't even sing it. You say it. You say it. You say it. No. Yeah, so my bad for the whole Michael Jackson story. It's because there's a movie
coming
out.
Don't apologize, because then I did something stupid.
Sorry. The Flaming Wagon continues tomorrow.
Oh,
so.
My goodness. Yeah, if you liked what you heard today, we're back at 11 a.m. tomorrow.
Understood if you didn't, though. So
it's not for everyone. We know. That's okay. That's part of being human, knowing that other people have standards. Because I don't. Anyway. Game 2. Rochester, Laval. Tonight in Rochester. Go there if you haven't gotten tickets. Go. Bandits as well tonight. Game 1 of the NLL Final. Sabres Live coming up next here on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.